Current state estimates are that half of those forced out by closing sheltered workshops won't be able to find new jobs. The State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities is suggesting some will retire, and others will be offered opportunities for recreation or volunteerism. The issue was the focus of a hearing last night sponsored by the Senate Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities Committee. Chairman Senator Rob Ort is skeptical the new plan will work.
We've seen a track record, unfortunately, in some cases with this very population, where supports were promised, but it's this whole, well, the supports will catch up. Well, that's not always the case. You know, the supports need to be there on the front end before you make a transformation like this, A. And there's a lot of things that are happening, too, right now. You know, obviously the minimum wage increase, that's going to play into this. That'll be complete by 2021.
Albany says it's a mix of a U.S. Supreme Court decision and Washington decisions afterwards to get rid of these sheltered workshops, often with pay well below minimum wage, and require the workers go into the competitive job market. The concern is that this segment of the disabled community won't be able to find jobs in the regular market. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.